Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, lightweighters? Welcome back to the Lightweights Podcast, where we are on fire. That is right. Ilya is going to set himself on fire in 15 minutes, so don't click off. Get hyped. Get psyched. Rate us a 5-star, and if it's a good enough 5-star review, we'll read it on air.
You know what I was thinking about? I was watching South Park the other day. First off, why are you wearing an F1 hat?
I'm a race car guy. What do you mean?
Yeah, okay.
I'm car guy.
Oh, that's fine. Let's move on.
No. Let's focus on it.
No, I'm good.
This is my Aston Martin
hat. You answered the question that you're a car guy, and okay, that's fine.
Yeah, Koenigsegg.
Cool.
Yeah, Formula One team, Aston Martin. Cool hat, huh?
Yeah, I love it.
Well, I'm an Aston Martin
So
guy,
I was
dude.
Thinking...
You want to hear about what your friend did the other day?
Which one?
Dumb David. I'll say it.
Like what?
You know how he has that Tesla?
Yeah.
You know how it only works with the phone app?
Yeah.
We go to Aston Martin and we go to look at some cars and they're underground. So we take his Tesla, we go underground, and guess what?
The car or the phone doesn't have service underground.
And neither does the car. So we can't unlock the doors. My camera and my hat are inside the car and it's been there for 4 days.
Oh, it's still there.
Still there.
Yeah. So same thing happened to us in Santa Monica. We went to dinner and he left his car on the ground and he had to call a towing company to drag the car out. The car didn't start. The car was just literally being dragged by the tow truck.
Did he do it right away?
In park.
Oh, in park.
Yeah, you know, and out of neutral. You can't get the car in neutral.
Right.
So, and it was like a whole fiasco because the entire garage was trying to get out, but this fucking tow truck was blocking like the entire, this is like busy Santa Monica for like Saturday night.
Oh,
you know what
wow.
I mean? Oh, this is after we went to the boat.
That day?
Yeah, that same day, he got his fucking car stuck underground.
Yeah, I've never seen anyone so casual about it. Oh, car stuck, gotta get a tow truck, we'll Uber home.
No, yeah, it's like actually fascinating how much of a fucking idiot he is sometimes.
And Tesla. Fix the cars, man.
I know. Well, the thing is, like, you think that, like, he would learn, you know?
Well, this one was Taylor's job. Taylor was driving the car and she got out and locked the door.
Right. Regardless. It's like absurd.
It's pretty crazy for a $150,000 car.
Yeah. But you know.
That's why I stick to Aston Martin Formula One cars.
Right. So did you guys get an Aston Martin or what?
We're thinking about it, yeah.
Collectively.
Uh-huh.
As like a joint purchase?
Yeah, we're thinking about it for our Snapchats.
Ah, nice.
Yeah.
So you'd share or it'd be his or yours or probably.
Mostly his.
Uh-huh.
And then I'd get it when he goes away.
And he goes away. Ah, okay, okay. Oh, that's kind of nice.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, though.
Probably, yeah.
Oh, would you put any money down?
Nope.
No, oh, okay. Nice.
So would you find interesting about South Park?
I was just watching it the other day, and it's so, like, racist and cruel and just gruesome. But it's interesting because the creators of South Park, you know, I don't like know them, but all the racist shit and fucked up shit that they say on the show, they don't say it maliciously.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And us as a society, we've deemed it okay that South Park is like just on the air. You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
We just all go, yeah, it's fine that they can make fun of black people.
Oh, it's South Park.
Right, it's South Park.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like honestly, now it's a blessing if you're on there. If you've made it to South Park, you've done something right.
Yeah.
You know? So I just thought that was so, like, so interesting how they do so much fucked up shit that it's actually okay.
If they made fun of this podcast, that'd be fire.
I mean, that would never.
They could.
I doubt it.
A little Ilya character?
Did you guys know?
I picture you'd be like the Canadian version, though, where your head bobs up and down.
Yeah. Like, what's that show on South Park called?
Ike.
Ike and something?
Yeah.
Ike and Ike?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, that show is so funny. I watched one the other day where Cartman pretended to be mentally challenged.
Uh-huh.
To enter into the Special Olympics. It's just like, it's like, how the fuck do you get away with shit like that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, in, especially in this culture. Like, if someone tried to cancel South Park, they'd be like, what? Are you fucking, are you crazy? It's South Park. What are you talking about? The person who's trying to cancel South Park would get canceled.
Yeah.
You know? Like, that's how fucking, like, that's how locked in they are.
Were you allowed to watch it as a kid?
I just never knew where to watch it. So, no, I just never did.
My mom wouldn't let me.
There's this site called SouthParkStudios.com.
Yeah.
And when I turned, like, 18 or 19, I discovered it. And I watched, like, 5-6 seasons in a row. Just like back to back every single day.
Yeah.
It's so good. It's so good. And like the cool part is that they stay relevant because they keep doing shit that's happening in the real world. You know? So they'll make fun of the shit that's happening now.
Right.
You know?
Fun fact about SouthParkStudios.com. Back in 2007, Matt Stone and Trey Parker negotiated a deal with Comedy Central where they got a 50-50 split of the digital revenue. And at the time, that wasn't even a conversation because no one was watching stuff on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
It just so happened to be that it blew up afterwards. And in total, the producers of South Park, because of this deal, are worth a combined $900 million from their overall deals.
Oh, so they did go 50-50. I thought they didn't sell the rights to digital at all.
No, apparently it was 50-50 split.
Hmm. That's still crazy.
That's insane.
$900 million.
Sources say the $935 million six-year deal includes upfront payments for the features, bonuses, and a renewal that takes South Park through its 29th season. 29 seasons!
I mean, that's absolutely insane how a show could be that popular.
And that long.
And takes that long. And also, think about the animation of how easy it is to animate that show.
Crazy.
You know?
Crazy.
Have you ever seen the behind the scenes of the voice actors?
Yes.
How they switch from one character to another.
Yeah.
They're really good.
Really good. Now, a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. When you get stuck focusing on problems, it's hard to figure out the solution. The situation might go a better way if you had a different mindset. If you can clear your mind, you can get through things a little easier. It's tough to train your brain to stay in the problem-solving mode when you're faced with a challenge in life. But when you learn how to find your own solutions, there's no better feeling. A therapist can help you become a better problem solver, making it easier to accomplish your goals, no matter how big or small. Trying therapy might help you get an outside perspective on a situation, something that you won't be able to see when you're just looking at it from where you are. Having someone else's life perspectives can help you get through things easier, faster, and better. If you're thinking of giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option. It's convenient, accessible, affordable, and entirely online. Get matched with the therapist after filling out a brief survey and switch therapists at any time. When you want to become a better problem solver, therapy can help get you there. Visit BetterHelp.com/lightweight today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/lightweight for 10% off your first month. I had a fun game I wanted to play with you.
Okay.
It's called Fact or Cap. I just made this up.
Great.
So fact is you say that it's real. Cap means you say it's not real.
You came up with this like solely on your own. It doesn't exist on the internet anywhere?
Nope. Ready?
Gotcha.
You tell me if these are people's real names or their celebrity names.
Okay.
Jamie Foxx. Fact or cap?
That is a celebrity name.
Correct. Eric Marlin Bishop.
That is a celebrity name.
No, that's his real name.
Wait, what?
Jamie Foxx is his celebrity name.
Oh, okay. I get the game now. I'm sorry.
You were making fun of the game.
I thought you moved out of the second person.
Oh, no.
Okay. Oh, Jamie Foxx's real name is what?
Eric Marlin Bishop.
Wow.
Eric Bishop. That would have been his other name.
Wow. Yeah, Jamie Foxx is a lot cooler.
Reese Witherspoon.
That is her real name.
Laura Jean Reese Witherspoon.
That's her name, bro.
Maybe. This one's interesting. Bruno Mars.
Real name.
Peter Jean Hernandez.
Why would you say it's so interesting then?
I was trying to throw you off.
You did.
Gigi Hadid.
I'm just going to stick with it. Real name.
Jelena Hadid.
God damn it. Okay, are any of these real? What the fuck is the point of the game if they're all fake? It's not a game then. It's just you're telling me that they're all fake.
Katy Perry.
Fake.
Correct. Catherine Hudson.
Fake name.
No, that's Katy Perry's name.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Natalie Portman.
Real.
Nope.
Okay, fuck this game. Obviously, this is not a game. This is just Joe stating stuff.
Netta Lee Hirschlag.
Great. I don't care anymore.
John Legend.
I'm not answering.
Because you're nervous?
No, because I refuse.
John Roger Stevens. That's his real name. Fine. Last one. Oprah Winfrey.
That's her real name.
Nope.
Okay.
Originally, she was named Orpa Winfrey, but she changed her name.
That's actually kind of cool.
Thank you. In the hobby, it's not easy being a fan of ripping packs or repacks. We hype ourselves up thinking we could pull one of the best autographs in the game, but guess what? With zero transparency on available cards and hit rates, it's all just a shot in the dark. Until now. Introducing Slab Packs from ArenaClub.com. The only repack that provides real value, a complete view of all possible cards, and clear hit rates for each one. Now, when I buy Slab Packs on Arena Club, it finally feels like I know what I'm getting. What I love is the display of the available cards, the hit rates, and the grading. Arena is a marketplace for card collecting, buying, trading, selling, displaying, and with Arena Club Slab Packs, they're revolutionizing the repack game with transparency. After your pulls are revealed, they'll immediately be placed in your vault for safekeeping or trading and selling. You can have them officially graded by Arena Club. The Arena Club grading process is accurate, fast, and transparent, with a full grade rationale provided and explanation of how your card was scored. So whether you're buying, selling, trading, or displaying, Arena Club is the card collecting platform you have to check out. Right now, you can get 10% off your first purchase by going to arenaclub.com/lightweights. Wow, that's a crazy offer. 10% off a $400 slab pack. That's $40 right there. Anyways, go to arenaclub.com/lightweights for 10% off your first purchase. This episode is sponsored by Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning platform available on desktop or as an app, and that it truly immersifies you in the language that you want to learn. Maybe you have an upcoming international trip or you want to connect with a family or a friend. I know a lot of people who want to learn a new language just to pick up a new hobby. I can personally attest to this as I used Rosetta Stone when I went to Italy for my honeymoon. It helped me brush up on the Italian that I learned back in school, and I was able to get through the land and speak the native language. It made it so much more fun, plus my wife loved it. They're the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish. There's no English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in the language. Plus, there's lifetime membership and access to all 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. A steal. Don't put off that language learning. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Lightweights podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language learning courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. It's the Joe Guarantee. So you saw a bear this weekend?
Oh my God, yeah. We went camping for the Zila documentary for Nat's like transformation. And Alex and I are on this fucking trail. And we're walking. We're like 50, 100 feet maybe away from Totnet because I stopped to take a photo. And we're talking, and then I shit you not, Alex goes, holy shit, that's a bear. And 5 feet away, like, if I was at that door right there.
Okay.
That door, that's where the bear was, from where you're sitting. That close.
It was a black bear?
Black bear, yeah. That fucking close.
Just one?
One bear on the trail. It was fucking insane. My legs went numb. I was like, holy fuck. It's like the coolest thing to see in person, because it's not a zoo. You're not at a zoo. You're in nature.
Did you bring bear spray?
No. Why the fuck would I bring bear spray?
Because there's bears there.
Yeah, but they're friendly. I mean, they're not friendly, but they're not, they don't attack. They're not as aggressive as brown bears, like grizzly bears.
Right.
Grizzly bears will fuck you up if they see you, but black bears are chill.
So your legs went numb.
Mm-hmm. I went to run back to get Todd and Natalie.
To show them?
Yeah.
What'd you do with Alex? You got eaten.
I left him. I was like, I gotta get this on film.
This is great for the doc.
So I ran back, got him. They came back. Bear wasn't there anymore. And then on the way back, we saw another bear. And that one everybody saw. It's the coolest thing, man. It's really scary, but it's really cool.
Did the mountain lion conversation come into your head? Like, am I going to have to fight this bear?
No. No, but I was looking out for mountain lions, because if we saw one of those, we would have been fucked.
Right.
Yeah, it was really fun. It was scary.
The four of you guys just get mangled. That'd suck.
Yeah, that would suck.
Good for the doc.
Oh, you know what's really funny that happened that probably won't make the doc? So we're camping, right? The first night, whatever, it was fucking horrible because I slept on the ground. Natalie slept on a fucking mattress. But it was god-awful. Like, I didn't get any sleep because the fucking ground was so hard.
You go from sleeping in David's room to that.
I'm moving out, Dave.
Moving out. I'm going camping. I'm done.
So, whatever. It's fucking cold. It's hard. I get no sleep. I wake up. We do, like, a day full of activities. Then we come back to camp. We eat. This is the next night now. First off, Star's there. Unreal.
Yosemite?
No. Sequoia.
Oh, wow.
Unreal. It's, you can really lay there for a few hours and just look up and say nothing and just think. It's amazing. It's amazing. You don't get that shit here at all.
Wow.
Yeah. So anyways, the next night we go back where I have a mattress now because our videographer had an extra one. So now I'm on a mattress. I'm excited to go to bed.
Like an air mattress?
Yeah.
Okay.
In the tent. And I mean, keep in mind where we are is truly in the middle of fucking nowhere. Like, we had no service for 2 full days. And by no service, I don't mean like one bar here and there. I mean no service. Like zero. So if you're fucked, you're fucked. Like, no, truly. The nearest anything is a bare minimum an hour away driving. Bare minimum. No pun intended. No, seriously.
Okay.
It's like really fucked. So when you go out there and you camp, you're taking a serious risk that if something happens, you are truly fucked.
Right.
If you break your leg, if you fucking start bleeding, you cut yourself too deep, whatever the situation is, you're screwed. So that being said, we're camping. We're going to bed. It's dark as balls, like pitch black.
Do you have a fire?
Well, the fire's out now.
Okay.
Pitch black, Joe. I'm talking like your shirt, like the color of your shirt, black.
Wow. With all the dandruff?
No dandruff.
No dandruff there. Okay.
You're looking around, like you can't see anything unless you have a flashlight. So our videographer goes to bed in his car because he's like, I don't want to sleep in the fucking tent. Whatever. He's sleeping in his car. We go in our tent and we start falling asleep and then we hear a noise of a truck pull up. And again, keep in mind, there's nobody around us.
You're not at a campground.
We are at a campground, but there's nobody around our, like, vicinity, right?
Good word.
And we hear a truck pull up, and Todd and I look at each other like, what the fuck? Why is anybody pulling up at 11 o'clock? Where could somebody be coming from that it's, you know what I mean? That it's, like, normal.
And why are they pulling up next
to
you?
Why are they pulling up? Yeah.
It's who? So, you, Todd, Natalie, Natalie's mom?
No, Natalie's mom didn't come. Me, Todd, Natalie, Alex, Shane, our videographer.
But he's in the car. So the four of you in the tent.
Yeah.
Four and of us one in guy tent. In the car.
Yeah.
Okay.
So after Todd and I hear this fucking car, we unzip the tent, right? And I start flashing my light, like looking at what the fuck's going on.
Okay.
And at this point, I'm like pretty scared. I'm like, fuck. I'm like, are we about to get murdered? Because like there actually is a possibility.
Yeah.
We close the tent up. We keep listening. Fucking weird noise is happening. I'm not joking. Like, it's
wait,
like,
what happened to the car?
What car?
The truck that pulled up. Why'd you close the tent?
I closed the tent. I didn't close the tent. I like went back in the tent to talk to Todd.
Oh.
And then Shane, the guy, our videographer that was in the car, comes up to us. He's like, yo, that car was that at that. He's like, yo, that truck that just pulled up circled around us a couple times, made a U-turn, and then parked its headlights towards facing our direction. I was like, oh, fuck. And what's crazy is that our videographer, like, was thinking the same thing that we were thinking. You know, like, what the fuck is going on here? Why is there a truck pulling up? And so we're all, like, panicked now, right? Because, again, we're not protected by anything. Like, zero. We don't have any weapons. Like, nothing. This guy or these people that pulled up could fucking have a gun. And Shane brought up a good point. Like, we're fucking here in a souped-up BMW and a Range Rover. You know, it's, like, not hard to spot us.
Right.
So we're like standing around talking, and then all of a sudden we hear this like it's almost like someone like threw something, or I don't know, it's just like really this fucking big noise. And honestly, it could have been just like the forest being the forest. I'm sure that there's like animals and shit active at night.
Did the truck drive off?
No, truck's still there.
So you guys are talking while this truck has its headlights at you?
Headlights are off.
Okay.
The guy turned the car off and like went around the truck, whatever.
I'm sweating.
And so we hear this noise, and the second I hear that noise, I'm like, all right, everyone get out. Let's go. Let's go, everyone out. And if fucking everyone gets out, we rush to the car, like sprint to the car. I turn the car around. Everyone turns the car around. We just fucking bounce.
You left.
Yeah.
I saw Todd's in Snapchat. I'm like, why the fuck are you guys coming home in the middle of the night?
Yeah, it was like 11:50, and we just got in our cars and we dipped. We left everything there.
Yeah.
Everything. The tents, everything. We were like, fuck all this. Fuck this. Let's go. And we just dipped. Oh, actually, no. We dipped, and then we stopped for a second. We're like, fuck, we forgot the Zila weights. So we had to come back. We had to come back because the Zila weights were on the ground.
Yeah.
So we had to come back and get the weights. I'm like, can't fucking forget those. Those are a must.
So you slept there one night.
Yeah.
Heard a noise and left.
Yeah. To be honest with you, in all fairness,
yeah,
it was really, really weird.
1,000%. I would have freaked out.
Did we get scared and like, did we over exaggerate? Yeah, but it's just not worth the risk of like fucking dying. You know, like again, we're in the middle of nowhere. And I'm not exaggerating when I say in the middle of nowhere. Like literally the fucking middle of nowhere.
Was Natalie scared?
Oh, yeah. Everyone was fucking terrified.
Todd too?
Yes, dude. Wow. Because the thing is, we were useless. Like we had nothing. We had no weapons. We had a fucking kitchen knife. And, like, you couldn't have guns on the site, so I couldn't bring my gun.
Yeah. Fuck, man.
Yeah, it was fucking... It was, like, in a weird way, kind of fun. You know? Yeah. Like, when you, like, are scared in the woods, and you're, like, together, and you're like, oh, fuck, what's about to happen? We're about to die?
Yeah.
And then you just get in the car and book it.
You know how in scenarios like that, one person keeps it cool, and one person really panics? Yeah. I'd love to see us in that scenario, where we're both just sitting there, and then a truck pulls up. Because there's like a 4% chance where I'll be the calm one. But I'll probably freak out, and you'll be the calm one.
No, I was not calm in that situation at all. Alex was actually really calm. But I was like, yo, everyone get the shit. Get the fuck in the car. We're out. We're out.
Did anyone say, let's go talk to the car?
Fuck no.
No?
No. Fuck no. No.
I can't believe you guys just left.
Yeah. I mean, panicked. Like, straight up panicked.
Right.
I mean, again, I think we made the right choice. It was just like, why risk it?
1,000%. You're in the middle of nowhere. That's where shit goes wrong.
Yeah. And, dude, the night before, I was like, Todd and I were on such high alert. We kept, like, waking up because we'd hear shit, you know, like a fucking pine cone would fall. And we'd be like, what the fuck was that? No, seriously.
Yeah.
Because it's so quiet. It's dead quiet. Dead quiet.
Were there any rivers? Water?
Well, when we went to hike the next day, yeah, we went to hike a waterfall. But aside from that, like I said, at night, it's dead quiet, man. It's like dead quiet.
Two awful nights of sleep, basically.
Yeah. Well, actually, one awful night, because when I got back home at like 4 a.m.,
yeah,
I went to bed on David's couch.
Right. That's so funny.
So funny. And it's not going to make the doc. It's so funny how like that all happened. Like, there's a lot of shit that happened that's not going to make the doc, but like that's like a moment that we just didn't record because we were just like fucking terrified.
Yeah.
I'm like, everyone get the fuck out.
Who was freaking out the most?
I think all of us, like, collectively. I just didn't want anything bad to happen to anybody, you know? I was just like, it's just like.
That's so bizarre. He just circled around you.
So bizarre.
Maybe he's a fan. Maybe he loves Zila.
Maybe he loves lightweights.
Maybe he loves lightweights. Maybe it was that
Is
bear.
Is Joe here? I'm like so confused. I'm like, what the fuck did you say? You said Joe? Joe?
That's wild.
Like from lightweights? Yeah, I fucking love you guys. Saw that you were in Sequoia. I found your car. Oh. Oh, okay. So you're just a fan? Yeah, I'm not trying to kill you or anything. Oh, cool.
It's 2 a.m. Why are you here?
Anyways, can I take a photo? Yeah, but you're going to have to come in the tent. Okay, coming.
That's crazy.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Oh, fuck. I actually got the story from somebody that had emailed me and wanted to work for Zila.
Okay.
So this isn't not my story, but there was an Olympic hurdler named Devin Allen who was running a race, and he false started. Do you know what a false start is?
He goes before the gun.
Yes, but this is fucking crazy. Listen to this. He took off 0.099 seconds after the gunshot, and he was 0.001 seconds too fast. So even though he took off after the gun went off, he took off too quick after the gun went off. And you're supposed to take off 0.1 seconds after the gunshot.
Oh, wow. So you have to wait until you really hear the gun.
Yeah. So, like, he took off. Like, he didn't take off before the gun went off. He took off after the gun went off. But he took off too fast. He took off 0.001 seconds quicker than he should have.
Oh, that's crazy.
And he got disqualified.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that insane?
That sucks.
Yeah, so even though he fucking followed the rules, technically he still got disqualified. Isn't that crazy?
That's nuts.
Like, what? That's like, and he, yeah, that's insane.
I wonder if he, do you train to run off that quick, or do you just try and time it to where you're like, you go off?
No, you definitely train.
Oh, wow. That's bananas.
Yeah. So I'm reading a book right now. It's called The One Thing. It's actually what the history teacher that we had on recommended. There's a lot of fucking cool things that they say in this book. And one of them is about willpower, right? So having the willpower to do something. So they took two groups of people, right?
Okay.
One group was given lemonade with real sugar. Another group was given lemonade with Splenda or fake sugar.
Okay.
Right? Both groups were given tasks between the drinks, right? So one group was given the same tasks as the other group. The group that had the fake sugar, the Splenda, had twice as many errors as the real sugar group. I'm going to read this straight from the book. The studies concluded that willpower is a mental muscle that doesn't bounce back quickly. So if you employ it for one task, there will be less power available for the next unless you refuel. To do our best, we literally have to feed our minds, and that's where the term food for thought comes from.
Whoa.
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
Wow.
So the more you feed your mind with the correct nutrients, the more willpower and or energy you'll have to do those tasks correctly throughout the day.
Food for thought.
Wow. Yeah. That one's good, huh?
That one's really good.
Yeah.
You're reading that in a book?
Yeah, it's called The One Thing.
You're reading or audiobooking?
Reading. I don't know audiobook. I fucking hate audiobooks.
You really read?
Yeah, I read every night.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah. It actually kind of like fucks with me.
Imagine if you had your own place with quiet and air conditioning, how much you could read?
Dude, I'll read all day.
With no distractions? No one coming in and saying, hey, can you try this?
Dude, have you seen that food mukbanger on TikTok where he'll eat like 40,000 calories?
No.
Oh my God, it's fucking insane. I forgot what his name is, but the dude will, throughout the day, eat, I'm not exaggerating, 40,000 calories.
Wow. Is he big?
Is he big?
Yeah.
No.
Skinny?
Yeah, he's pretty skinny. I mean, for how much he eats. Wow. He took his weight in the morning before he started, He started at 166 pounds, and then after these 40,000 calories, or however many he ate, he weighed 195. 28 pounds.
In one day?
One day he gained 28 pounds.
How's that possible?
I don't buy it.
I do.
I don't.
Really?
No way. No way.
I thought that too, but then I continued to watch his videos, and it's actually not even that. I lifted. I trained with somebody the other day that used to do this, and he said that's true because he would gain like 10, 15 pounds off of eating that much food. I could see it. Remember I used to have those really fucking crazy cheat days?
Yeah.
I would gain like 10 pounds overnight. I'll gain 10 pounds. Because if you think about it, 1 pound of fat is 3,500 calories. 1 pound of fat, right? So let's just make it easy. 50,000 divided by 3,500, that's 14 pounds.
I don't know. How do
of
you
just
not,
fat.
How do you not throw up? How?
I don't know. I mean, he's trained himself. His stomach is probably like fucking like crazy. It's like expanded. I don't know. But it is possible. It is.
I believe it's possible. All right. So, yeah, I guess I'm not doubting him.
Yeah. So, you got some competition, buddy.
He can take that. I don't want that. I can't do that.
You should try doing that one day.
I want to do a food eating competition.
Oh, yeah. You should.
Because I can eat a lot. Like, a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't eat a lot.
No, you tap out after, like, two mukbangs. Remember when we tried doing three in one day?
Mm-hmm.
That was the highlight of my life. Come back, man.
Nope, I'm good.
Come back to the food side.
Oh, boy.
There's a movie called 13 Lives, which is directed by Ron Howard. It's about those boys who got stuck in the cave in Thailand a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible, incredible movie.
On Netflix?
Amazon Prime.
14 boys?
13 lives.
Oh.
So what am I typing in Google? 14 big dudes. No, 13 lives. Incredible. Shot incredible. The last hour, you are going to feel it in your chest.
Okay.
It's like a caving video.
Okay, yeah.
Those caving TikToks.
Fuck that.
Watch it.
Nope.
Yes, watch it and let's talk about it next week.
I can't. I will literally hyperventilate.
It's crazy. They get stuck in the cave. They're like, it takes them 8 hours to get one person out.
Okay,
I'm not saying they got him out. Well, it's a public story. It takes 8 hours to get.
Are you good?
Because it's such a good movie. I haven't seen such a good movie like this in a while.
Okay. Who's in it?
My fucking friend.
Who?
Colin Farrell.
Hmm.
I saw him at the Jurassic World premiere. Remember?
No, I don't remember. But is Mark Wahlberg in it by chance?
My friend Mark, no. My other friend Mark, no.
I can't watch it then.
You only watch Mark Wahlberg movies?
Yeah.
He makes a cameo.
He's in there, huh?
He's one of the boys, yeah. There's just 12 Thai boys, and then Mark is the coach.
Got it, cool.
Check it out.
Is Brad Pitt in it?
No. What movie did you type in? 14 Guy Gang.
All right, guys, thanks for listening. We love you. As always, lightweights are here to stay forever in your hearts. And you're forever and ours.
That made me feel really good because I'm always worried that you're gonna cancel us.
Oh yeah, you never know. Lightweights
out.
Come back.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.